Earlier today, President Trump signed an executive order loosening restrictions on churches and other religious organizations when it comes to political activities. WHYY's Katie Culinary tells us local faith leaders are divided on whether they'll take advantage of it.
Last summer, Pennsylvania pastor Gary Dull was one of the hundreds of evangelical Christians who filled a ballroom in New York City to hear from candidate Donald Trump. Dull says Trump made a promise to scrap a 60-year-old part of the federal tax code known as the Johnson Amendment, which bars churches and other nonprofits from endorsing or opposing political candidates. If they do, the IRS can take away their tax-exempt status. Dull sees President Trump's executive order today as a promise kept and an opportunity.
My senator in the Pennsylvania State Senate is John Eichelberger. I have gone out in the past as a citizen, and I have endorsed John Eichelberger. I've never done that from my pulpit, but now I would have the freedom as the pastor of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona to do that from my pulpit without the fear of any kind of governmental oppression.
And do you plan to do that?
Oh, I'm sure that I will. Yes, ma'am.
Only Congress has the authority to repeal the Johnson Amendment, but Trump has essentially ordered the IRS to back off. The last time the IRS actually enforced this law was the mid-90s, but organizations like the Pennsylvania Pastors Network have pushed to repeal it, saying it would strengthen religious freedom. Others say the system already works just fine. J. Lewis Felton is pastor of Mount Airy Church of God in Christ. The church hosted presidential candidate Hillary Clinton just before last fall's election, and Felton endorsed Clinton as a member of a local group of black clergy. But he says even with the protections Trump is offering, he'll never do it from the pulpit.
We preach Christ. I'm never going to get up and preach a judge. I'm not going to preach a president, but I will take a stand on issues. And if that individual who is a candidate can stand with me on those issues, then I think we can work out a partnership.
Philadelphia pastor Allison Cornish believes attaching faith matters to a candidate or elected official under any circumstances can work against an organization's mission. Cornish heads up Pennsylvania Interfaith Power and Light, a coalition of around 50 congregations from several religions that advocates action on climate change.
We really believe that a moral voice, a faith voice on the issues of sustainability, including our planet, but for all people, are nonpartisan issues.
Cornish says talking about these issues in partisan ways will deepen the divides among Americans, not heal them. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.